DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Steve Sparky, Fiverr, 1250 AM, The Fan, 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Timeout brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Bet on all your favorite sports 24-7. Enjoy over 70 self-service kiosks, wall-to-wall TVs, free parking, great food, and a full bar. Bet big, bet bold. Learn more at paysbig.com. Being joined now by Keith Smith, a contributor to SpotTrack and Front Office Show. Follow him on Twitter at KeithSmithNBA. Damian Lillard struggles against the Pacers in the last couple of games. And I saw you tweeting about the fact that he has struggled to this point of the season with the Bucks. What do you make of all of this so far, Keith?
Yeah, when I tweeted that, I didn't mean at all to suggest that Damian Lillard is having a bad season or is a bad player or is washed up or anything like that. Because that's nothing of the case. He's had a good year. He's playing very well. The Bucks are infinitely more scary as an offense with him in the fold. I think the challenge is for Lillard, we've seen, as with almost any aging guard, his ability to get downhill and get to the basket, it's not the same as it once was. And that's the thing. That happens to almost every guard as they get a little bit older and deeper into their career. And what's happened is those shots at the rim have turned into floaters and pull-ups, which are harder shots, and he's not making them at the same clip. He's still a great player, great scorer, but he's just finding it a little bit harder to come by to knock down those more difficult attempts.
When the Bucks made that hire of Adrian Griffin, did you like that hire? Did you think that was a good hire? I think there is a portion of Bucks fans that didn't like the hire, still don't like the hire, still are upset that they made the hire and think he's to blame for some of these losses so far this season. I guess I'm of the standpoint of I want to see what happens in the playoffs before I start overreacting to a guy in his first year as a head coach finding his way through the regular season with this team with a couple of superstars on it. You know, if we get to the playoffs and they lose right away and he can't make adjustments game to game, then obviously they made a mistake. But I'm willing to give it throughout the playoffs before I make that judgment. What about you?
Yeah, I'm more or less there. I got the early season concerns of what the heck is this defense, what is happening, because Bucks fans and all of us watching the Bucks have become accustomed to them being a very good, if not elite, defensive team. But I think what you saw was with Griffin, he was trying to experiment a little bit and see, hey, do we have something else we can go to? Because the standard drop coverage defense that they used, teams have seen it now, especially some of the teams they may see in the postseason. They know how to attack it. It's not a look that's going to throw them off. So play more at the level of the ball, doing some switching, doing some hedge and recover stuff. Those are all fine. Now, it didn't look great because, one, I don't think the guys are used to it. Maybe they're not very good at it. Maybe the personnel doesn't fit using those kind of schemes. But I think it's worth trying it. The offense has been excellent. Now you can write that off to, well, they have Giannis and Dame. They should be excellent. And there's some fairness to that. But we've seen other teams add, you know, great talent. Their offense isn't always very good. And their offense has been. So I think for the most part, it's, you know, there are there are clues throughout the regular season, but I'm not going to overreact to anything with this team either until the playoffs, because to some extent the regular season for them is you're just using this as I got to figure some stuff out, get through it. The playoffs are what really matter for this group.
What about the Boston Celtics? That's obviously the team right there that you know, you cover a lot on, obviously. How has Drew Holiday fit into what they're trying to do? Plus, they add Porzingis into that starting five.
Yeah, Holiday defensively has been a terrific fit. It's hard to imagine that there's a better defensive backcourt in the league than him and Derek White. They have both been absolutely fantastic on that end. Offensively, Drew Holiday's been a little rough at times. His finishing at the rim, which was some of the things that people who watch the Bucks all the time noted, it's not always great. He goes through these weird slumps where it's like he can't make a layup anymore, and he does all this stuff where he likes to shoot with his left hand, and there are times when I almost wonder, like, can you just shoot with your right hand? Like, yeah, it was open. Like, why are we not taking it? And it gets a little frustrating. I think his playmaking has been down, but that's a factor of the Celtics having a whole bunch of guys versus him having the ball a lot. He has hit jump shots, though, and that's very important because those are going to come his way. And then you mentioned Porzingis. He has been a wonderful fit. Couldn't be, you know, more happy with the way he has come in. The team is thrilled. He's giving them another thing they can go to that they haven't had, which is, hey, you want to switch and you want to press up on Tatum and Brown and trap and those things, you know, we're happy to dump it into Porzingis against a smaller defender. What he's really learned over his couple years, a year and a half or so in Washington, was, all right, I got the 6'5 guy on me. I don't need to try to mash him into the goal. I can get to about 10, 12 feet and turn and shoot over everybody because he's so big. And that's been a major, major weapon for Boston.
I mean, he's been on a bunch of crappy teams in his career. So now to have an opportunity to possibly win a championship, I'm sure he's elated at this point. What about Mazzulla as head coach? You know, he gets kind of thrust into that situation last year. Brad Stevens decides to keep him kind of going forward. What have you made from him so far in about, you know, a year and a couple of months?
Yeah, I like to remind people, if we go back, you know, a little over a year ago, Joe Mazzulla just had a training camp was told, oh, hey, guess what? You're the head coach now, and the expectation is win a title. And you know what? You better do it in fairly dominating fashion, too. Otherwise, everybody's going to kind of be like, well, you want it with somebody else's players. And that's just a no-win situation. There was almost only one way that could go great, and it didn't go that way. He is not a perfect coach, but he learned. He grew. This year, we've seen, makes a lot more in-game adjustments. He doesn't just trust guys. They lost to Oklahoma City, for example, the other night, and they got way behind. And part of the reason they got way behind was Drew Holiday was having a really off game. So what Joe Mazzulla did was went to Peyton Pritchard for a spark. Pritchard played well. And then he said, you know what, I'm just going to close with him. And that's growth. That's different. He's mixed up the offense and defensive schemes, too. They're doing some different stuff on both ends. So really good signs of growth from him this year with a team that is expected still to win a title. Otherwise, you know, it's not the season anybody wanted.
I think most people say it's Milwaukee and Boston in the East. Then after that, then you start talking about, you know, that next tier of teams, and that's probably led by Philadelphia with Embiid and now Maxey, who's blown up. Tobias Harris is the guy that apparently nobody ever wants and wants to trade, but he does his role as well. How big of a threat do you think Philly is?
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think they're a threat. Now, you've got to fast forward to the springtime, and if Joel Embiid isn't healthy, then forget that. It doesn't matter. If he's healthy and ready to go, I think there are threats. Tyrese Maxey is that good. You know, he is going to be very difficult for teams to cover because he can shoot, but he also doesn't settle. He's very content to be on the attack all the time. I think Tobias Harris, you mentioned, he can be a pretty underrated guy. And I think now that it's not, hey, stand over there in the corner and you're going to get the ball once every five or six plays. And you know what? You better make every shot you get, even though you rarely see it. That's a tough spot to be in. Now he's getting more regular touches. He's been playing pretty well. And then Embiid, he's playing as well as he's ever played. He's been absolutely dominant. He'd be my pick for MVP right now, just you know, with how great he has been. But we're going to see what it looks like. Their schedule's starting to get a little tougher. Are they going to hold up against better teams? And again, if you could tell me they'll be healthy, I'll put them in a tier with Boston and Milwaukee. But if they're not going to be healthy, then you know they're a tier or two at least behind those teams.
And then there's that team that obviously the Celtics are is the main fear factor, I think, for Bucks fans. But the other team that seemingly has always created problems for them is the Miami Heat and Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo and that crew. They had some changes this offseason with losing some guys. What do you make of the Heat so far?
Yeah, I think for both Celtics and Bucks fans, it's like watching a horror movie and you thought the bad guy was dead 10 minutes in and here we are, you know, and 2 hours in, he's popping up and still creating havoc. Like that's what the Heat have become. And it's interesting, you know, Miami, I very much have learned over the years, I don't really much care what they do in the regular season because they're clearly going to turn it on and be there in the playoffs. And again, it's about health. Is Jimmy Butler going to get there? He's picked up some nagging injuries this year that just don't seem to be going away. Kyle Lowry slowed down a little bit, but can still make plays. But Tyler Hero is there. He's playing well. Bam Adebayo's doing his thing. And Jaime Jaquez, you talked about the perfect fit. Just to drop in to a team and do everything they need. He has been fantastic. And you know, probably by February, March, they're going to have some random role player, two-way player, G League call-up that is playing great. And we're all like, how did this happen again? You know, where did this guy come from? And then he'll be making big shots in the playoffs. So, yeah, I don't Miami is a regular season team, nowhere near on the Celtics or Bucks level. By the time we get to the playoffs, we'll probably be like, here we go again with the Heat.
Yeah, no doubt. That Jaime Jaquez pick on draft night, when they made that pick, I was like, that is just an amazing pick for the Miami Heat. He just walks in, a guy that's mature, knows how to play the game of basketball the right way. He's got that toughness about him that Miami demands of you. It just made all the sense. Now, the Indiana Pacers, again, they're not Boston, they're not Miami to Bucks fans, but with Haliburton being a Wisconsin guy and running his trap nonstop, and them having beat the Bucks now 4 out of 5 times, and in convincing fashion, a couple of times. Now, again, Giannis got him for 64, you know, 3 games ago or whatever for the one win that they had. But these other games, the first time they didn't have Lillard when they played the Pacers, and they were in that to the end and had a chance and blew it. And now these last two games, in short order, in the last couple of days here, the Pacers really kind of have been in control of. Your thoughts on how much of a threat you think Indiana is? Because they're pretty young, but they got a hell of a coach in Carlisle.
Yeah, they really do. And then Tyrese Haliburton and the scheme that they play are just a perfect fit. And credit to Rick Carlisle for saying, all right, you know, well, we're not going to be a grinded out defensive team. I'll lean into this. I'll play personnel that fits him in this style. And off they go. And I think that's what makes them so hard in the regular season to play. I know this little mini series with the Bucks is a slightly different thing. But when you haven't seen a team like that for weeks and weeks, and then all of a sudden it's, here are the Pacers, and they're going to go 100 miles an hour and get up a million shots and make you run up and down the floor, that can be very jarring. I think when we get to the postseason and teams are like, all right, we know what we're going to see over the next 2 weeks, they can adjust to that a little bit. Playoffs, even the very most fast break heavy teams slow down in the playoffs. It just happens to everyone. So I'm very curious to see what it looks like. But I'm also not going to count out that team has another trade in them if they want to make one. They've got a little bit of cap space that they're still working with, which eases things on making trades. They've got some tradable contracts. I think we may see a Pacers team that adds a guy or two. Maybe it's someone like Pascal Siakam. Maybe it's someone we're not even talking about yet. But I think we may see this team look slightly different by the time we get to the playoffs, and that could make them even more scary by the time we get there.
I never thought about that, but I think that makes a lot of sense to me. One last one for you, quickly touching out in the West. Are you buying Minnesota and Oklahoma City? They sit atop the West right now as being long-term type contenders out West.
Yeah, I am buying both of them. Minnesota plays great defense, and when you play really good defense, you're going to be in every game. I'd like to see them balance the offense a little bit more. And Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns are all too happy to take really tough shots sometimes. And that's where I think, you know, maybe give it to Mike Conley a little bit more often, let him settle things down. And then Oklahoma City, you know, everybody spent your early months saying, you know, how are they going to get a star? Well, they have one. His name's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's an absolute superstar. He's been terrific for them. Everything fits. Chet Holmgren's really good. Jalen Williams, J-Dub, the wing one, is an excellent player. He is really, really good. So that's just a team that is, you know, well-built. And again, a team that has a million draft picks, a handful of tradable contracts. If they decide, you know, well, we need one more guy to really flesh out this playoff rotation, they can go get him. And that puts them in a position where they are really scary. All that said, the Nuggets are still the Nuggets. Yeah. I still have them. You know, when we get there, they're still the top team. I think we're just seeing them. They're kind of in their regular season moment of none of this matters. We'll see you in April. You know, talk to us then.
Some people are buying the Clippers and thinking that it's working with George and Kawhi and Harden. I find a hard time buying anything with James Harden in a playoff series.
Yeah, you know, I'll be hand up guy and say, here I am again believing in the Clippers, and I'm probably going to look like an idiot again in April or early May because they just never get there. They always let you down. But you just look at it right now, everything kind of fits. But we'll see, you know, what happens with James Harden. But the difference this time around is if James Harden kind of pulls his historic, he's not so good in the playoffs, is that okay because they still have Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and other guys that can step up and cover for him? Or is it going to be just those guys aren't there, they're injured and out, and what does it look like? But I'm ready to get hurt again. I'm believing in the Clippers.
Go back for more. He has Keith Smith. Follow him on Twitter, Keith Smith NBA. A fun follow. I know some of you Bucks fans get mad at him because he talks about the Celtics, but it's all right. He knows what the heck he's talking about. Contributor at SpotTrack, of course, at Front Office Show on Twitter. Keith, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.